Okay, let's try again. Okay, Basai and Parshas Vayeshev. Let's see. So we know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. It's one of the more complicated sugyas in the Torah. Yehuda and his daughter-in-law Tamar. She has two husbands, and they both pass away. And then she goes away from the family, and she disguises herself down the road as a harlot. And Yehuda ends up being intimate with her, and she becomes pregnant. And it's a whole, seemingly on the surface, a very scandalous type of scene. And then she's being taken out to be killed, and Yehuda is sent the signs that you're the one who's responsible for this child. And in the end, Tamar is saved. It's an amazing and complicated story of the Torah. But the Basayan, the Halakha Basayan, Rav Avram of Avrich and Svat, reads it as the story of Chanukah. Well, Vayehi kimishlosh chadashim vayugad li Yehuda lemor zantzar v'gomer. It was after 3 months. Typically, a woman begins to show for pregnancy after being 3 months pregnant. It was after 3 months that Yehuda informed that his daughter-in-law, Tamar, has been involved in znus. She's been involved in immoral activity. And she's pregnant. So says the Basayin, Hine Isa b'kisvei Arizal. The Arizal reveals to us a big secret. Al pi Kabbalah and al pi Chassidus, we have a big secret. What's the big secret? The big secret is that the Iker Sof Gemar HaChasima hi b'chanukah. That everything that we began in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and worked on touching up on Hoshana Rabbah over the course of Sukkot, the conclusion of our Chasima, the moment that Hashem puts the final stamp, so to speak, on our Gemar Din, is on Chanukah. Imkei nuchal lomar shezem merumas b'psukim eilu al derechzeh. So therefore, we could explain our psukim as follows. It was at the end of 3 months. However, what are the 3 months that our pasuk is referring to? Vayihi, kimishlosh chadashim. It was at the end of 3 months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. We're at the end of Chodesh Kislev now, Chanukah. It was at the end of 3 months. Vayihi kimishlosh chadashim. Hainu mi Rosh Hashanah ad Chanukah, shaz ikar gemara chasima. From Rosh Hashanah to Chanukah, we have this period of tshuva, of trying to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're good and we deserve life, and we deserve your love, we deserve your shefa, your bracha, we deserve everything that you've given us. But what happens? Just think for a few moments. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we stood in shul, or in some outdoor tent, wherever we were this last year, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we said to Hashem, this year is going to be different. And we made all sorts of promises and all sorts of commitments. And maybe we even mustered up a couple of tears by Ne'ilah, and we said, Hashem, we're not gonna do those Averos again. And invariably, as human beings tend to be, we slip back to our old ways. If not fully, a little bit. Hopefully we're a little better. Hopefully we're a lot better. Sometimes we're even a little bit worse. Al kein ba makatrig al b'nei ha'adam, lifnei borei olam im baruchu. So the Satan comes, the Yitzhara comes, as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur start to wear off by this time of year. It's getting dark, it's getting cold, it's kind of sad and depressing. We start to slip up, we make some old mistakes, and the Yetzer Hara comes before Hashem and says to Hashem, look at these Jews, they're not loyal, they're not honest. They didn't keep their commitments from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Makatrig means the accuser, the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, whatever you want to call him, comes before the Borei Olamim, Shehu Merumaz B'Tevas Yehuda. Now in our sugya, in our story here, Yehuda represents Hashem, and Tamar represents Klal Yisrael. So the Zohar says Yehuda alludes to Hashem. If you see the name Yehuda, it has Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. It has Hashem's name in it, with the letter Dalet. So the Makatrig comes before Yehuda and says, Zantza Tamar Kalasecha. Literally, your daughter-in-law Tamar has been involved in znus, in immoral activity. But kalasecha could also mean not just daughter-in-law, but could mean your kala. In other words, we married Hashem. We married Hashem at Har Sinai, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, of course, was the day we got the Luchos Shnios, so it's a continuation of our marriage to Hashem. So we married HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the kala. Hashem's the chasan. And now the Yetzer Hara comes and says, your kala is cheating on you. Your wife is not being loyal to you. Hainu Knesses Yisrael, Shedamsa LaTamar. The Medrash says that we're called Tamar. We're compared to a Tamar. The Tamar is like the Lulav. Right? The Medrash makes comparisons when it talks about the Dal and Minim. But the Jewish people are compared to the palm tree, to the Tamar. because just like the Tamar has, Medrash says, just like the Tamar has a single solid trunk, so too the Jewish people are singularly connected to Hashem. But here, the Tamar, the so-called one who's so singularly connected to you, who's so loyal to you, is not so loyal to you. Shehi mechuna b'shem Kala. We're called the Kala. We're called the wife. We're the Kala of Hashem. We got married at Har Sinai. The mountain over our head was the Chuppah. So the Yetzihara comes now and says, Zantza v'sara mimcha. Your wife is straying. V'holcha achar zenuna. And she's getting involved with all sorts of other things, other people, other ideas. And Chevra, you know what the Yetzirah says? It's not only that the Jewish people have strayed and that we've done some averos. You know what's worse than, God forbid, a person who commits an act of adultery? You know what's infinitely worse? As disastrous as that is, you can hardly imagine anything worse than that. A person who, God forbid, cheats on a spouse. You know what's even worse than that? You know what the Yetzirah says to Hashem? Not only is Tamar involved, not only is your wife, Klal Yisrael, involved with what? With other people, with other kochos, with other things in the world. Elishagam hi hara liznunim. But she got pregnant. She was so irresponsible that she didn't even involve herself in such a way that she wouldn't get pregnant. She got pregnant. She's pregnant with the Yetzirah. Right? A lasting impact. What does pregnant mean? Says the Bas Ayin, Hara hi bechinas dvekus. When a person's pregnant, obviously, right? So it shows that there's a bond. When a husband and wife choose to, with Hashem's help, to have a child, so that child becomes an inseparable bond that they share. Even if the husband and wife got divorced, the child is still the biological reality of their coupling, of their relationship. So by saying Tamar is pregnant, it means that what? Look, the Jewish people, not only did they, chas v'shalom, get involved with, you know, all sorts of lowly things, but they're pregnant, they're davuk to it, they're clinging to it. Right, look what she did, she chose to get involved. Look how Tamar has chosen to get involved with all sorts of unholy things and has forged a real relationship. Dveikus, she's pregnant. She's carrying it inside of her. Vayomer Yehuda. So let's follow the story. What happens? Hashem responds. Vayomer Yehuda. Yehuda, which is Hashem, hu abori baruch hu. Hashem responds, okay. What does Hashem say? Hashem looks at us at the beginning of the month of Kislev, or the end of the month of Kislev, at the end of 3 months, and Hashem sees the accusations against us, and Hashem's initial response is, guilty. Guilty as charged. Hotzi'ua v'si saref. Take her out to be burnt, Avorza. As the Pasuk says, Tamar is going to be killed for this terrible act of znus. It's a terrible disgrace. Right? She's going to get sreifa, the death penalty. Shebelo shum grama umeniya hihara liznunim rak me'atzme hihara udvuka letayvas libahara. It's her fault. There's no one to blame. There's no excuse. Nothing forced her to do this. She said she wasn't going to do this, and she went off on her own, and she got involved, and look what she's done. It's a terrible embarrassment. All the promises of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are a big fat lie. He mutseis. So she's being taken out, says the Pasuk. This is the quote from the Pasuk. You'll read it back in the Pesukim. These are the quotes from the Pesukim. She's being carried out to be executed. V'hi sholcha el chamia lemor. And she sends to her father-in-law the following message. B'isnatzlus shel emes. She starts to explain herself in a way that's true. She defends herself. And what she says is truly heartfelt. It's not just coming from a place of, uh-oh, now I'm in trouble. I better apologize. No, listen to what Tamar says. Shesheker ana hasatan bezeh shemekatreg abanei adam shehim advukim begodel chuka letayvus raus. It's a lie. What the Makatreg is saying about me, that the Jewish people are clinging with our great desire, that we have all these evil desires and we can't resist, and that's what happened. It's not true. That's not who we really are. Ki ha'emes hu kach. The truth is the following. Shirak le'ish asher eila lo anochi hara. To the one who these possessions belong, as Tamar is about to prove her innocence, right? Cover, you saw the parsha this Shabbos. As Tamar is about to prove her innocence by saying, to the one who this signet ring and this cloak and this staff belong to, that's who I'm pregnant with, which of course Yehuda recognizes as his own possessions. So Tamar sends a message, but in other words, the Jewish people respond to Hashem. To the one who these belong to, Anochi Hara. Now, Chavra, for those of you who We're here for the Anochi Shir. This is one of the beautiful Anochis of the Torah, right? Anochi Hara. She's saying, I'm pregnant with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. At Har Sinai, when I heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and I swore my allegiance to you, and I was impregnated with that Anochi, with that Amuna that every Jew carries in her heart, in his heart or her heart, Tamar says, that can't be erased. One of the amazing things about a pregnant woman is that if you're already pregnant, you can't get pregnant again. So at Har Sinai, we got pregnant. We were impregnated with the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of our absolute connection to Hashem, which means that even if we, God forbid, commit terrible averos, we can't get pregnant with the Yetzirah. We're carrying within us this idea of godliness, which we'll finally will give birth to, the Jewish people collectively will give birth to, with the arrival of Mashiach. That's what we're trying to birth over the course of our lifetime. So Tamar, the Jewish people, respond to Hashem, I'm pregnant with you. Anochi hara, perish. Sha'anachnu amu dvukim rak bebore olam baruchu. The only thing that I'm carrying inside me is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuhu mekor hachesed. I'm carrying the loving relationship that we share. And she says, what was the words of the psukim? What did she say to him? She said, to the ish asher eila lo. So the Basayan explains, eila lo. Eila is gematria 36. And lo is gematria 36. So eila lo, 36 plus 36, is gematria chesed. So she says, the only thing that I have is the what? Is the makor hachesed. Hashem as creator of the world. Olam chesed yibaneh. I'm pregnant with the one who in his kindness decided to make the world and to believe in me. And you shouldn't think that I've given up on you, Hashem. God forbid. I'm human. I make mistakes. And she's about to defend her mistakes. We'll see in a second. But I'm pregnant with the Makor HaChesed. I'm carrying the idea of my relationship with you. Now, of course, Eila and Lo, 36 and 36, also in the context of Hanukkah, allude to the 36 candles that we light on Hanukkah. So by lighting these 36 candles, so to speak, in the window, at the end of a long galus, what are we saying to Hashem? You think we got lost in the dark? Hashem, we're still clinging to you. We're still, when we stand by that window or by our doorway, we light the menorah, we're saying, Hashem, we're still clinging to the light of Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, we're still with you, Hashem. U'masha anachnu osim lefamim neged ratzon abore baruch hu, and the fact that sometimes we do averos, you know why it happens? Here's our excuse, and it's a legitimate excuse. Hurak machmas rov tirdos hazman. It's only because, Hashem, we're living in tough times. There's a lot of pressures in life. There's people trying to make a living. There's all sorts of the pressures of the times. There's pandemics. There's all sorts of temptations. We live in a world of lawlessness. We live in a world where people reject the very notion that there is a God. So yeah, it takes its toll on us. And once in a while, I also forget, you know, on a superficial level, that there's a God in the world. And I make bad choices. But b'pnimiyas halev, what am I carrying inside of myself? Dvukim anachnu b'godel chiba v'tshuka. The only thing that I'm wildly in love with is you, Hashem. Rak lebore olamim baruchu. V'atomer od lebore olamim baruchu. And Tamar says, and I'll prove it to you. Here's my proof. Here's a raya amitis lezeh. Here's a clear, truthful indication that it's true. She says to Yehuda, which again is Hashem in the Mashal, Haker no lemi hachosemes. She says, you know who I'm pregnant from? The one who these items belong to. Now, Chaver, what are the items? Again, in the Chumash, the items are his signet ring, his wrap, right, and his staff. Says the Bas Ayin, you know what the chosemes is? A chosem means a stamper, a signet ring, right, to mark, to seal something. But in the context of Hanukkah, when you hear the word chosem, what do you think? Ah, the Pach Shemen with the chosem of the Kohen Gadol. She says to her husband, the Jewish people, we respond to Hashem at the end of 2,000 years of Galus, as we still light our menorah. Hashem, look, haker na, pay attention, lemia chosemes. Look how we're still connected to the Pach Shemen. That's Hanukkah, which was chosem b'chodo shel Kohen Gadol, that had the seal, that had the stamping, the mark of the Kohen Gadol. Psilim, what are the psilim? Merames ala psilos shel ner Hanukkah. What's a psil? A psil is a wick. So we still have the oil. We still have the v'hamateh, which literally means Yehuda's staff. We say to Hashem, we still have the mateh. Merames ala kli shel ner Hanukkah. To have you need a kli, right? You need a receptacle. You need a wick, and you need oil. So chosemes, the seal, the signet ring, the seal means the chosem of the Kohen Gadol, which is hinting to the pach shem in the jar of oil. The psilim hints to the psilos, the wick. And mateh, he says, hamateh is gematria kli. So that's the menorah. That's the actual candelabra. That's our menorah. That's our kli. So we say to Hashem, look, you think we've forgotten about you? Look how we go up against all the darkness of the outside, and we put that little light. And it might seem small at times, Hashem, but it's real. It's very real. It means the connection is still there. By fulfilling your will, Hashem, of doing Ner Chanukah, it's a proof that we're still with you, Hashem. We're clinging, we desire only you. It's not what the Yetzirah says. Don't believe it. The only reason that we sometimes stray is like we explained above, the pressures of life. A person feels overwhelmed. We have, you know, those dark, cold moments where we make bad choices. But Hashem, come on, you know the truth. You know that Anochi Hara. You know what I'm carrying inside of me. So now, Chevra, listen to what Hashem responds. With this, we conclude. Vayomer Yehuda, Yehuda, Yurkei Vavkei. Hashem says back to Tamar. Hu Abore Baruch Hu. Hashem says back to Klal Yisrael, his beloved bride from Har Sinai. Tzadka Mimeni. Which again, Rashi reads it, not only Tzadka Mimeni, right? She's more righteous than me, but Tzadka, she's right. Mimeni. It's from me. It's from me. It's Yehuda's way of admitting the child is his. But also, in our context, it's Hashem's way of admitting that, you know what? Hashem says, it's a bold thing to write in the Sefer, to speak for God. But the Basayan says, Hashem says, you know what? You're right. You're right. I accept your defense. And I seal you for a chesima tova on Chanukah. The Gemara chesima, like the Arizal that we started with. The Arizal says, again, this is the end of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hashem says, Tzadka, you're innocent, you're right. Mimani, it's my fault. Hashem takes the blame. Why? Kiviyachol ani chaya bazeh. Hashem says, it's my fault. Hainu habore baruch hu moda lahem sheheim atzodkim. Hashem says, it's true, you're not perfect. You're not perfect, but you're innocent. You pass the judgment. Ki ani roa sha'emes hu. Hashem says, I look into your heart and I see the truth. Sheheima dveikim rakbi. Hashem says, I see in your heart of hearts that what? That really, a Jew does love me. And a Jew wants to be a good Jew. And that's why even the Jew who hardly does anything else lights the menorah. Think about it. Why is it that a Jew who hardly keeps anything, lights a menorah? There's a Jewish woman, Lo Aleinu, who lives on my block, who's married to a non-Jewish man. But she lights her menorah. She has her menorah in her window. Right? Same woman who's driving on my block on Shabbos, you know, who's raising her kids in some type of mixed marriage. And yet, at the same time, that menorah comes out. Why? Because again, a Jew, deep down inside, of course feels connected to Hashem. So it doesn't matter how far we've strayed. It doesn't matter how much it looks like we've rejected your love, Hashem. The truth is we're dveikim rakbi. Hashem says, I know in your heart of hearts you cling only to me. And listen into the psukim one last time. Here's Hashem's final response. What does Hashem say to Tamar? What does Yehuda say to Tamar? What does Hashem say to us? Hurak machmas ki al kein lo nesatia l'sheila b'ni. If you remember, again, what happened? Yehuda's sons, Er died, Onan died. Shelah, you're not going to marry Shelah. The first two husbands died, you can't marry the third one. But if we would have married the third one, none of this ever would have happened. Who is Shelah? What is Shelah? Chevra, look carefully. Hurak machmas ki, this is the pasuk. Ki al kei lo nesatia l'Shelah. Ratzalo mar Shelah. The word Shelah is a meramis to Mashiach. You know why? Because it says in the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yehuda, Ad ki yavo Shiloh. Until we come to Shiloh. Ad ki yavo Shiloh, Chazal understand as a reference to making it to Mashiach. And in fact, the Svarim HaKadoshim point out that the gematria of yavo Shiloh, as it appears there in that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, this vav is not in the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. It's spelled chaser. It's spelled yud beis aleph. So 10 plus 2 plus 1 is 13. And Shiloh, as it's spelled in Parshas Vayechi with a yod like this, is 345. 345 plus 13, Yavo Shiloh, is 358, is Gematria Mashiach. It's Gematria Mashiach. So Hashem says, it's my fault. I should have brought Mashiach earlier. Of course you're going off the derech a little bit. after all the pogroms and after a Holocaust and after, you know, terrorist attacks and after 2,000 years of no nevuah and no open miracles. And yeah, of course you're struggling in galus. And yet you're still lighting a menorah. Hashem says, I take the blame. Tzadka mimeni. You're innocent. Ad ki yavo shilo. I should have brought Mashiach earlier. It's kial kein lo nesatia l'sheila b'ni. It's only because I didn't bring you to Shiloh. I didn't bring Mashiach. Hainu machmas zeh. Zman rav shelo nesati. It's for all these years that I didn't bring Mashiach. Mesarti osam l'roa nemanu Mashiach. If I would have given you over to a rebbe like a Mashiach to guide you, none of this would have happened. You never would have shown these signs of a lack of loyalty to me. But Hashem says, I apologize. I seal you for life on Hanukkah. And Hashem, so to speak, makes a commitment to us. That's what Chanukah is about. The chinuch, the training, the preparation for Mashiach. The preparing our eyes for the light of Mashiach's imminent arrival. Hashem says to us on Chanukah, I stamp you for life. You pass the Gemara Chasima, Chasima Tova, right? Hashem gives you a Chasima, a Ksiva of a Chasima Tova once and for all. And Hashem makes a promise that if I've delayed Mashiach until now, I'm sorry. Hashem apologizes, kiviyachol, to us. And Hashem says that Mirtz Hashem, Sheyavu b'meher b'yamino amen keni ratzon, that we're going to be zochet to see Mashiach very soon. So what an amazing conversation, you know, hiding in the psukim of Yehuda and Tamar. It's Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. It's the Eitz Hara coming to us, against us after 3 months, saying, look, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is wearing off. And then a Jew goes over to the window and lights that little light. And Hashem says, look, they still love me. They're clinging to me. And they're not cheating on me, God forbid. They're not involved. They're certainly not pregnant with the Sitra Acha, with the Yitzhara. Anochi Hara, I'm pregnant with only with you, Hashem. With your oil, and with your wicks, and with your menorah. That's the biggest proof that I'm still madly in love with you, Hashem. And Hashem says, I'm sorry I didn't bring Mashiach earlier, and I hope we'll be able to celebrate Mashiach soon. Okay? Nu, chaver, good piece of Torah? It's a gavaldic piece of Torah. It's such a tefillah. It's not just an idea. You know, it's not just a beautiful, just the way he reads it into the psukim, right? But it's the tefillah of a Jew on Chanukah. As we stand with that little menorah against all that darkness outside, we say, how is this little light going to win? But that little ner Hashem nishmas adam inside of us, that a little anochi Hashem alokecha that was stamped inside of us, like I told you the other day, right? The time to light the ner Chanukah is achetichla regel min ashuk, to try to take the regel out of the marketplace. To try to come out of that world of the marketplace of ideas, the world of, you know, the world of foreign ideas. To try to get your foot out of the marketplace. And like I told you, the remez, if you take the word shuk, gematria, what? 406. And you're tichla regel min ashuk. Shmuel, you're going to like this one. What happens if you take the word regel out of shuk? Take the regel out of the shuk. Take your foot out of the marketplace. Come back to Har Sinai. Come back to Har Sinai. Come back to Hashem. Stop running around with all sorts of, you know, other relationships. Come back to Hashem. Take your regel out of shuk. So subtract the word regel from shuk. Subtract 233 from 406. Take the regel out of the shuk. What are you left with? 173. Chaver, what's 173? Who remembers? 173 is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You're back at Har Sinai. The first three words we ever heard from God. You're back under the chuppah with Hashem. You have to just get away from all of that stuff and not let the Yitzhara convince you that, you know, I'm more connected over there than I am over here. You have to say, no, that's not my place. My place is not in the marketplace of the world. That dark marketplace. I'm by the window. Like Yosef Atzadik seeing his own father's reflection in the window, right? As he was also being tempted with an immoral act with Eshes Potiphar. And he looked in the chalon and he saw his father's reflection, which was really just his own reflection. He saw who he really was, and he said, I want to be with Hashem. I don't want to be with Eishes Potiphar. That's where my loyalty lies. Okay? All right, so we should be zocha. We should be zocha to live this Torah, and we should be zocha to see Mashiach's arrival. B'mehar b'yameinu amen.